This week on the program, well, April comes to an end with a chat about, well, I almost said one of the all-time greats, but absolutely not. It's Rampage 2018. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Albino Steve Sadek.
Albino Eric Siska.
White Chris Cabin.
And we ape movies. Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Ape Movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, that's right. End of April brings us, well, doing something a little bit different with the programming here. 2018's Rampage, right. Directed by Brad Peyton, who you may know.
I don't know him.
Just another rock stooge. Is that
He's more or less a rock stooge because he directed this, Journey to the Mysterious Island. That's uh-huh. where, like, Brendan Fraser got booted from the franchise and Dwayne Johnson, you know,
I see.
Insert actor here. Yeah. Mm. And then he also directed San Andreas. But Ooh. He also directed his first feature, Dogs and Cats, colon, The Rise of Kitty Galore.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there is some secret Aaron Eckhart movie called Incarnate, which is like something. A psychic is trying to communicate with a demon inside
person.
It is a real, it's real secret movie.
You just got to imagine Dwayne Johnson watching the Cats and Dogs sequel. You're like, I see talent here. I see vision. I see a person who will listen to everything I say.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, this is the video game adaptation of Rampage, which you may remember from the arcade, or it was on the NES console.
Or ask your grandparents about
You know,
it.
I'll tell you what. After watching this movie, which I did not hate, it's stupid and violent.
It has its moments.
So there were some moments in there for me. But I went, and I was like all fucking geared up. I was like, yes, let's play Rampage. Mm-hmm. And I flipped on the Switch. And first I went to the Switch store because I was like, maybe redone version of Rampage. And I'll pay $7 for that. Mm. Went through nothing. I was like, oh, all right, fine. Well, they just got old Rampage there on the NES console. Mm. Fired up that bad boy, the online store there, the Nintendo Online. No Rampage to be found.
So
I don't know if it's one of those things like maybe you can find it ported over onto the fucking PlayStation console these days. But as far as Nintendo's concerned, they are not in the Rampage business right now.
And the Rampage game was sort of a Godzilla versus King Kong riff wherein a human beings, by the way, turn into big gorilla, big gorilla called George, big reptile called Lizzie that's kind of a lizard, and there was a wolf called Ralph, which I think might have only been in the arcade. And like when you die in the game, you die for real. No, when you die in the game, you shrink down to a little human person.
I remember that you beat the ground. You're like, oh no, I'm a little guy now. But what's also great about that game, and I do remember playing it with the wolf as well, so maybe some arcade action for me.
Mm-hmm.
Eating them people out of them Wendy's.
Yes, that's the best part. That is the best part
for
of
power.
People, you know, stepping on a tank.
Yeah.
Oh, all that stuff is great. I gotta say, I don't like. I mean, we'll talk about with all these video game movies, you have to port over certain things from the game into the thing. With Last of Us, of course, you port the whole fucking thing over. Let's do this with cameras.
It's just so beautifully written. So
of course,
you have to do it.
Yeah. And just don't change a shot. Don't do anything.
Did you watch that whole season?
My wife, I've seen a lot of it. I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen quite a lot of it.
I gave up after that Offerman episode, dude. I was like, I'm glad Offerman had a nice time here, but I just...
Mm-hmm. It's not very good at all.
Stop a million times.
Listen, I don't want my fucking house burned down, okay? The Last of Us is the best TV show ever made, and gamers are the only citizens that should be able to vote.
Burn down Eric's house. You can burn down my house. It's a pretty stupid show. Ralph, like the thing that they're like,
Dick, we're calling him Ralph.
Oh, dude. Like, that is...
No, you're not. You're calling him Super Wolf X29.
Weirdos on, they say weirdos on the internet have started calling him Ralph.
Yeah, like, which is just such a, we have to say it because it's a video game, but like, hey, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you want another $2,000? Sure. Say this.
Yep.
Well, weirdos on the internet are calling this guy Ralph for some reason.
Also, this is a...
I say, dude, he's being called Ralph. Oh. Jeffrey Devereaux Morgan in this film. Hello there.
Dude, this is a Kentucky Fried FBI agent.
Too much.
I love it. He's actually the best part of this
really?
Movie.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I mean, sure.
Here's an odd thing, though. In the world of this movie, the Rampage game exists.
Which is so weird.
Yep. And I think it's a thing where it's like, well, I guess it couldn't have been inspired by it because Malin Ackerman has no idea what could possibly happen. But it could have, well, it could have been a thing where it's like, I was inspired by this Rampage game to actually do the science that could make the Rampage game possible.
That's
how much of a dedicated fan Malin Ackerman's character is.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah. Venus fly traps coming out of the sewer every time you jump over them. I don't know why you would do this, Malin Ackerman. Why would you do this?
It'll make us rich somehow. But I mean, it takes you right out of the movie when you go to Malin Ackerman's office. You know what takes you right out of the movie? Malin Ackerman, because she's been terrible her whole career.
That's also, she is like, I don't know how they gave her an actual name. She has a character name in this.
Sure.
It is just pure evil.
Yes.
Like, what is the most base evil thing you can do or say in this moment? Just say that. We're good.
Well, but she's a corporate stooge, which is evil.
It takes you out of the movie because she's got the Rampage console in her office.
I miss this, actually.
And it's like if there was a scene in the Mortal Kombat movie where Raiden is in his apartment. Oh, wait, I'm playing this game, Mortal Kombat. Hey, that's a lot similar to what we do outside.
Back, left, right, up, down, B-A-B. Oh, look, I did the fatality.
Oh, I like this new style you've got here. Less clothing. I think that's good.
What the fuck is sweeping distance? I hate this shit. I'm trying to do this fatality for fucking hours.
So I should be prepared for Cyrex. There should be androids in my future.
Yeah, it's just kind of stupid that the game exists.
We start with a B movie that I would love to see. Disaster in Space.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Look, you buy your Rampage movie, you get a small gravity for free.
Yeah,
you
know?
Exactly. Just a tiny gravity to bring you home.
Little short film before the feature gets underway.
That's what this is. I mean, do we need another Disaster in Space movie?
No,
I don't know about
that's
that.
A fair point.
But yeah, I mean, this is... And certainly, I didn't expect to start here.
No.
So it glues you to the screen.
It's Marley Shelton is the last surviving astronaut in a space station of astronauts that got.
Well, just because I did a bitchy side swipe on Malin Ackerman, I will praise Marley Shelton, who I've always enjoyed in everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll say, just to defend Malin Ackerman for 2 seconds, the short-lived sitcom that she was on, Trophy Wife, with Bradley Whitford, fucking hysterical.
People tell me she's good at comedy, and maybe I believe it.
But this, her and Watchmen certainly
double.
If I had to guess, the director must have told her, "Do not be funny. Avoid it if possible." Look, we're making a video game movie here. I guess if so, I want more destruction. Honestly, just start with them. Starting in the middle. It's a disaster of the whole city.
You start a disaster in space. There's a rat loose, Chris.
Of course.
A giant monster rat.
Is that Jesse the rat from the original?
I mean, I think that there was, I was looking it up, there's a version. The rat is in one of the games.
No, what are you talking about?
If it's a sequel or something, yeah.
Wow.
So that's
Jesse,
so by the way.
Stupid Jesse the Rampage rat.
Oh my God. But this is a bit of a misnomer here in a way because she's on the phone with ground control or whatever. And she's like, oh, one of the samples got loose, you know, oh, scary or whatever. People are dead. There's a body floating by.
There's a dude without an eyeball, which is pretty great.
And then Mission Control is just like, it's just a rat. Meanwhile, you know you're doing these experiments to make them as tall as a tower.
Yeah.
Based on the video game in your office.
Yeah, because that's the thing, too. It's very important, dude. It's not Mission Control. It's literally just Malin Ackerman and Jake Lacy, who... I appreciate, unless I missed it, that the movie doesn't confirm whether or not they're a married couple or brother and sister.
Right.
Because that's fucking funny.
Well, all rich people are exactly like that. If you meet a rich couple, you're like, are they, wait, are they related? What is that? What is this? What is that? You know?
A lot of those gene pools are quite shallow.
Oh yeah, dude.
How are your mothers?
If they're if they're not fucking, their kids will be, or they're.
I don't know if I read it on Wikipedia or it is confirmed in a line in the movie. They are brother and sister, but I don't know where I got that from. But
I see a person that looks like Malin Ackerman and another person that looks like Jake Lacy, and the whole hour and 47 minutes, my head was like, are these two specimens fucking?
Sure.
And listen, dude, I was on high alert for it, and I didn't hear a little bro, big sis comment like
but
that.
But brothers and sisters fuck all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And also, by the way, there will be no fucking Eric, no fucking Andrew, what? No fucking Chris.
It's a Dwayne Johnson movie.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We've got The Rock here. Put your dicks away.
Yeah.
Well,
gird your loins. The Rock will have none of it.
This is probably the sexiest Rock movie.
Yeah.
There are sex jokes.
Yes.
That he participates in. He knows that the penis exists in this film.
That's. Yes. I mean, that's a good point because after. I mean, the gravity thing. It's funny. It's also like the Ad Astra scene, but like, of course, shitty.
It's also like that movie Life that nobody watched.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Life, dude. But I saw that shit in the theater.
No, I got one instead.
Oh, oh really? Nice.
Look at you coming in hot. That's adorable.
I mean,
it is adorable.
Joking with me about wasting your own life.
No, I wasted mine too. Don't worry.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, so this is just a setup. Like, this is where the fucking pods come from. She very quickly puts these three things in a carrying case, gets into the escape pod right as the rat is scratching up her fucking thing. And of course you see the little moisture things in the pod and you're like,
yeah, little shards of glass. Yeah. And you're like, oh, the windshield's falling apart. And so she gets just fucking demolished. Like you just see her die horribly. And I was like, okay, Rampage, if you can keep up this kind of violence to humans in this movie, we might be sitting on something here.
I was almost there. I was big, but I'm like, okay, so she must be The Rock's wife? Or is this person, she doesn't matter at all. Huh? Well, she just had to die.
Marley Shelton is not a nameless actor.
No,
you know?
No.
So it's kind of a nice little dupe, like, getting her, killed off in the
open. Well, they do that twice in this movie. Manganiello is also that. Where it's like, oh, here comes Joe. Oh no, he's dead.
Yes,
yes,
which is totally exquisite.
It's even stranger because he has to be hatched from the same exact egg as Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
They're too similar. Oh. They are too far yolks. Too similar.
They are, yes, but Joe Manganiello whatever his name is,
Manganiello.
Sure. Okay, I'll take your word for
approximation.
It. That one, though, he got sprayed with the sample from space.
I see.
He got all big and strong and weird.
It's kind of stunning that because, this is the Rampage movie, right? You'd think, let's have some fucking fun, right?
Oh, and yeah. That's like a big guy, a giant
human
man.
Being sniff some of that, such as The Rock,
Well, it's weird that The Rock is in this movie at all because, because this is a disaster movie, right? And you do want an intrepid hero to be like, whoa, this is crazy. But usually when the disaster is so big, especially with monster shit, The Rock can't fight these monsters. So why does him being The Rock matter at all?
Like, that's true.
We don't have to go all the way back down to Godzilla Matthew Broderick, who is a human fly.
Sure.
Somewhere in the middle. Like, even Jack Quaid is in this first scene, like that's kind of what you're shooting for.
In defense, I guess he's a big guy who would get along with gorillas. He's training the gorillas at the zoo. True.
He's by the way a fucking in this movie a black ops operative doing wet work in the jungles murdering people.
Sure.
And on the side getting his primatology degree.
That's how it works, dude. Yep. GI Bill.
Correspondence classes. Yes. Man. Yeah. Honestly. Like if you put your mind to it,
that's true.
You can be out in the bush illegally murdering scores of whomever, you know.
I've
and
got
still
this.
Be working on your degree.
Let's
at night.
Call that one a poacher as well. Mark that one down as a poacher.
Yeah, that's another P for poacher.
Got this online class, and you wouldn't believe it. This just guy, we should put him in charge of a whole zoo thing. Like, he's just immediately, when we're introduced to him, he's like,
You think you're in the jungle for a minute. It's him. It's the Quaid boy.
Which I do appreciate that they planted the little seeds first. You got a small role for the Quaid boy before he took over all culture.
Well, it's true. Before the boys happened. And then...
this has to be right before the boys started.
He's so small in this movie. Like it makes sense that it's like a little... It's just a small little role that...
No, I'm saying it's got to be pretty close. Oh, yes. Like the boys started like, what, 2019, 2020?
That sounds right.
So it's kind of right around the corner.
And then the nerd guy who's in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, he's Rugrat from Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, he's also- that guy getting arrested in Wolf of Wall Street. One of the funniest, like... baby pissing its pants shots of all time.
He's great. Very good at that. He's also great in Babylon, which is not a good movie, but his sequence with the sound. He's the guy that loses his shit in the sound scene.
Best part of the movie. Yes. Probably best performance in the movie.
And I think the actor's name is PJ Byrne because I looked him up last night because I'm like, this guy, if I ever killed anybody, he'd play me in a movie.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the only they'd make a movie about. Certainly, if I went out on a rampage of my own, this guy, I would get PJ Byrne an Oscar.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So this is your dream?
This is my dream.
This is why you're going to kill all those people?
Well, considering that there's always someone older playing you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're probably close to Anthony Hopkins playing. Last one out, like podcaster Anthony Hopkins, who just happens to murder.
I don't know, man. You get a look at Rugrat, there's some crow's feet there. Yeah, he's not a young chicken. Man. Sure.
I just can't picture. I can't take, you know, Anthony Hopkins in an X-Men t-shirt. I just don't know about...
I didn't buy Anthony Hopkins as Steve believable.
Oh, no, I'm going to shoot up this comic book store because they're all out of Green Lantern comics.
This episode is brought to you by Casper.
But, yeah, they're out. And also, by the way, a sexy lady.
She comes and goes. Does she not? Sure does. There's a... So, you know, they have this, it's this opening scene where, like, we meet George, the ape here, you know, he's friends with The Rock and whatnot. And it's like, all right, that's the training for the day. We're actually at the San Diego Wildlife Conservatory because we can't say the San Diego Zoo, probably. Maybe there's two different places in San Diego that cage animals. I don't know. But so it's like done with work for the day. And this lady is like, oh, my God, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The way that you fucking controlled those animals today, it just got me so fucking horny.
The line is, I would love to learn about those submission techniques you use.
Yep, there it is.
Maybe we could practice those later. And The Rock Johnson says, no, ma'am.
He just goes,
no, ma'am. No, ma'am. No S&M.
I already got plans tonight. Sorry about that. And then Rugrat is like, dude. You have to fuck human women. Like, you can't be hanging out with animals.
Yes, yeah.
But was there an age gap here? It seemed maybe there was.
Yeah, she's probably looking at her 20s.
He's probably old enough to be her father. Maybe that was part of it.
I don't think that was going to be coming up in the whatever discussion they were having.
Well, I'm here now and we're discussing.
Well, I just think that, you know, the dude's got other issues if he prefers hanging out with fucking apes over people.
We should say...
I totally understand where he's coming from.
They're in the middle of this class or whatever, and like one of the monkeys, Pavo, gets really aggressive. And Jack Quaid like curls up into a ball and it's like, oh, look at that little wimp. Are you kidding me? I'd love to see any of these tough guys in a gorilla pen. When a gorilla like jumps, I would shit my pants and piss everywhere.
I agree, as would I. You know why, Steve? Because you and I would be tourists in this situation.
Sure.
And this is why it's confusing as to what the hell these people are up to, because I'm like, all right, unless this is day one, Jack Quaid, you don't have an excuse.
They're a school group. He's taking, it's a group, the two, him and Rugrat are part of the zoo, but I think, or the conservancy or whatever.
And they're like interns.
But yeah, they're like, this is your field study for the day.
Well, at the very least, I think Quaid is going to be around for a while because he's doing rounds at the zoo and finds
that's what I'm saying. So these are people clearly maybe also working on some sort of zoological dissertation something. Unless this is his first day around these animals, it's ridiculous that everyone else is like in grad school and fine with it. And he's a huge coward. Like, maybe this field is...
I can handle this, by the way. All you need to do... Listen, folks. Giant ape coming at you. Uh-huh. Roll up a newspaper.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're going to want to get that schnoz. Just smack that in the schnoz.
Grizzly, This also works for grizzly bears. Grizzly bears love this.
That's true too.
So while this Pavo here, this one gorilla that they're dealing with and sort of learning about, like, oh, poachers killed his family, he's new here, blah blah blah. In comes this huge white gorilla, and you're like, what is going on? And I think the gorilla kind of like smacks Jack Quaid a little bit. He does sort of like knock him a little bit. But like this, and then it's like you realize right here, this is the level of chimp movie we're talking about, or ape movie, because it turns out like this ape was just joking with him, and like he's signing with The Rock, and like, oh, you were fucking with that guy? That's ridiculous. You can't be playing jokes like that around here, George. Blah, blah, blah,
George
blah.
Has a twisted sense of humor.
And it's he shoulder checks Pavo right out of the fucking... Mm-hmm. No. Pavo goes flying into the woods. I'm not sure if Pavo's alive.
he walks away with his fucking non-existent tail between his legs, and that's when The Rock is like, no, George, like, he's part of our family now. People killed his family. He's really guilt-tripping this ape for the prank that he played.
And it's like, hey, give me a fist bump. Uh-oh, middle finger time, motherfucker.
This ape's giving the finger now. And you're just like, man, god damn it! Giving the fucking finger has not been funny in 40 years.
Until now.
I just...
Oh, really? This one sent you?
Oh, dude, to the moon.
No, and just something tells me you're already there, dude.
There was a smirk.
Sure.
There was a little contained chuckle.
Well, because like that's as much as you can get away with, right? If you've got a teenager audience a little bit. Oh, you can't teach the fucking ape to be like, fuck you. You have to give him a little finger here.
Imagine an ape walking around saying fuck you at everyone. Oh my God.
Fuck you.
Right? Here, let's do a prank show. We train an ape. With cattle prods, whatever it takes.
Sure, anything it would take.
Uh-huh. Just say, fuck you. We'd put him in a little business suit.
Oh, this would be.
Let him loose on Wall Street, and he's saying, fuck you to people. And they're like, well, I never.
Before we're sent to prison, this would be fantastic.
Yeah.
This would be great.
But then P.J. Bird would play me in the movie.
There you go.
But then the ape can break us out of prison.
I see.
It's all-purpose tool.
I mean, the whole thing, like, so because... Quaid is like flirting with the girl all before this, trying to strike something up here before it. And of course this happens. And like, she goes for The Rock right after this. And it's such a stupid thing. It's like, you know what makes him more masculine is that he wouldn't fuck the woman.
Exactly.
He wouldn't do it. That's what makes him more of a man and a hero.
Yeah, that's dumb.
So he's going to go home to wax the rest of his body hair. And meanwhile, in the night, this is when the satellite breaks up and we get all these pods. One pod goes to George. And I will say, like, the CGI was actually pretty good on George at the very least.
Sure.
Like they do good character work. And like when he smells, they're like, oh, no. I did have that moment. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But you are right, man. The Rock, no hair at all. There's like zero.
Zero, zero. No, there's nothing
going on. What
do you
think's going on? Do you think he's got a little bush downstairs at all? Nothing?
I think it's smooth sailing.
I think it's
I like to slip, slide away. Just slip and slide
How
everywhere.
How often do you think he like gives his entire body that Brazilian wax?
It's got to be.
It's got to be at least weekly. At least weekly.
Yeah, I think it's
at the very least.
Because, I mean, you know, I was about to say, like, well, only when he knows he's shooting a movie. But the problem with this guy,
he's always shooting a
movie. His whole life is on fucking social media also. So, like, you can't even just work out and have, like, a little, like, you know, arm fuzz going on because you're in the fucking Iron Oasis or whatever he calls it. And there's a fucking camera on you at all times. So, yeah, I think you just got to be slick like a seal 24/7.
Just like bathing in access chemicals or something to get all that shit off.
It's the fastest way to do it. You get into a little wading pool. Mm-hmm. He plugs his nose, you know, like, here I go. This is for Hollywood. And he gets
under. Of course, you got to put the butt plug in.
You got to cover all the fucking orifices, dude. You don't want your organs melting.
You have to put the little one in your urethra hole just to make sure nothing gets in there.
Steve, do they make those?
I'm unaware, Senator.
Are you sure?
I'll just get a little clothespin.
A clothespin.
That's not doing the job. It's going to melt away.
I'm sure it's doing the job for somebody.
Sure.
That's got to be a little low. That feels like it might hurt, but his his dick is probably so muscular from lifting weights, like it probably lifts weights itself.
It but probably does.
But he's so slick, dude. You cannot catch the rock in a pool. It's just like slick like a...
Yeah, you try playing Marco Polo with that dude, fucking forget it.
He'll roll on you like an alligator. Speaking of which...
Oh, sure.
So one pod goes to George. You're like, oh, no. One pod goes to a wolf in a wolf pack, and the third one goes into the swamp, but you don't even see what gets it.
Which is so stupid. Because I'm pretty sure... I mean... Lizzie was the second player in the Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Why this wolf gets all this realism? I never heard of this fucking wolf.
Because he fucking kills Joe Mango. Like, Joey Mango dies, and then Ralph.
People on the internet are calling him Ralph.
It's Ralph. And also... I'm sorry. The goddamn alligator looks horrible. It looks like a swamp came to life.
It looks bad, and... We've already had so many Godzillas and stuff that.
I think that's probably why they wait so long. Yeah.
But and here's the thing, too. For whatever reason, like when you see the rat in a hot second, it's got all the spiny shit on it. Like, well, what's going on with that rat?
Yeah.
When the wolf later gets spiny shit, too, and gets like bat wings for a hot second, the lizard alligator has like fucking Dilophosaurus panels and like warthog tusks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the ape is just an ape. And I don't get. Like,
because he's a good guy. Let me tell you something here, Steve. That's the good guy we're supposed to like.
Because their DNA is so close to human.
I see.
Question mark.
I mean, I don't know, dude. You could modify him just a little bit. Like, why don't you put a tie on him?
That'd be nice.
The Nintendo Corporation's going to have a couple questions about that.
You put a tie on him, you train him to say, fuck you, and you bring him to Wall Street.
What a great idea.
It would be funny.
I think they've tried to do that in The Wolf of Wall Street.
There wasn't a moment where there was a fucking an orangutan in that office.
We're calling him Ralph of Wall Street.
Oh, the Ralph
the
of
weirdos
Wall
on the internet are calling him Ralph. The next day The Rock shows up and PJ Byrne's like, dude, you gotta see this.
Now here's something. I feel like PJ Byrne exists in this scene, obviously, to tell DJ's character, you gotta see this, right? But in what fucking world is The Rock's character not the fucking first one there in the morning and the last one to leave at night, dude?
Unless
he pulls in and I was like, you're late for work. I don't believe it with this character.
You gotta have him fucking that girl then. Yeah, that's why he's late.
That's an would Iron Man esque Playboy cad.
And here's the thing, right? If you maybe he's listen, because The Rock is a happily married man. Maybe he's got that weird fucking Kirk Cameron thing where it's kind of a thing.
That makes some sense.
But I don't know if that's true, because here's a real easy like way to make the character more of a, you know, realized character in this way. Like, maybe he puts up that whole thing, right? He tells PJ Byrne, like, no, I prefer hanging out with Abe. See you tomorrow. And then he's late for work. And then, in the car, some pink fucking ladies' undies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, And then he's like, oh, sorry, I was late. Maybe like flicks him at fucking Rugrat or something,
I don't know
about that. It's anyway, totally different movie.
Well, why not?
Down with Love, starring George and Dwayne Johnson.
I know nothing about The Rock's personal life. What's his wife's name? The Crystal?
Mm-hmm. Lauren something.
Oh, that's not as fun.
Lauren the Crystal Johnson. Yeah.
Just another Rocky kind of thing, you know, like the geode.
And he's got two children, so the man in real life fucks. Yeah.
What are they, Pebble and Bam Bam?
He's got two kids with this lady, and then he's got an older daughter from a previous marriage that she's into wrestling herself.
There you go. How about that? Why not? Come on down. Free paycheck.
I think Johnson's got something like Bokeem Woodbine in The Big Hit. He's just taking care of himself.
Oh,
and he
takes
that very seriously. Oh. He's got just like a bar worth of different lubricants uses to take care of himself. He's working that bicep and his forearm to make sure he's got good grip.
Yeah, like this is the lube I use if I'm going to be doing The Stranger. This is the heating lube if it's, you know, like a December jerk off and I'm out on the patio.
Maybe you can mix them all a little bit, like a mixologist, make a new one.
Lube cocktail. Anyway, the film Rampage.
I would love to
no lube cocktails in the film Rampage.
Not enough.
Lube my cocktail.
Lube and tonic.
George is actually in the grizzly bear pen And we go in there, and PJ Burns got a gun, rightfully so.
Yep.
And the grizzly has been murdered.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking snap this thing's neck like a fortune cookie.
Which I kind of want to see that scene.
Yeah.
But then you reveal that the gorilla is now very, very large, and the Rock's like, wow, that's crazy. Put your gun down. We're not going to, I would assassinate this thing immediately.
Absolutely.
While you still can.
As we come to find,
nothing
that
works.
Would not work. Literally nothing harms them, which is
stupid.
Question mark.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It is
stupid.
Yeah, because like, oh yeah, there's this whole like regeneration clause in this movie. And I was like, that wasn't in the game.
It's a George Kent. He's a Superman.
The movie has unlimited quarters. Sorry, everyone.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
We should say at the beginning, there is a scroll in this movie, which there absolutely should not be, which is about CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R, which I believe is an app wherein vegetables can fuck each other.
That's true. That's right. You got it right on. It's with a K, except for this one's with a C.
So
the CRISPR is, it was a, I mean, they say it the whole thing. It's because at some point down line, I think it's Naomi Harris mentions it. And she's, and if you would just let it be, they'd be like, what the fuck is that?
CRISPR was a, some sort of genetic program run by Regenine, whatever this company calls themselves.
Yes.
And we're told in the scroll that in 1993, this technology was invented, yada, yada, gene therapy, yada, yada.
And now.
In 2016, dude, qualifies as a WMD. That's right. The CRISPR virus is a weapon of mass destruction.
Boom. Starting the movie, we know this is at least Saddam Hussein level event. I don't know. Allegedly, I know because he didn't even have any. That poor man.
He didn't even have any CRISPR.
He should have had a giant. If he had a giant ape, it would have been. I would have understood things.
So as you've guessed, yes, CRISPR is now the new reason we're in Afghanistan.
Poppy's making rampages over there, like the game I like.
He made a deadly camel, Poppy.
Yeah. Heard that some geniuses over on the internet naming this wolf all sorts of things.
Each one of his humps is poison, Poppy.
Yeah, Junior, that's video game rules right here in the real world. We're talking WMDs.
He has fangs, Poppy. Fangs.
Looks like Junior's playing the arcade import somewhere. Man, didn't find no wolf in my Nintendo Entertainment System version.
His name's Dudley.
It would be better if two animals collided with the towers, right?
Oh, dude.
It wouldn't be as like,
You just start hucking, put an ape in a catapult, throw it at a building.
You know what? Sure. If two apes flew through the trade towers, people in this country would go to the zoos and torture them and murder them all.
Absolutely.
What did you know about it, fucking ape?
Yeah.
I think essentially the same stuff would have happened afterwards. I think essentially the same course of events. Uh-huh. Two monkeys just end up in the middle of a... It doesn't really kill anyone, but just still.
They just splat against a building, essentially.
Yeah. Still, let's just wrap up the military.
So that all goes down, and then it's like, oh, Jack Quaid's like, you got to come to the gorilla enclosure. And it's like, bum, bum, bum. Here's this device that fell out of the sky. We cut to Chicago. This is Malin Ackerman and Jake Lacey like, oh, hey, good news, everybody. The Rampage program is still on. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, I know that I'm watching a movie called Rampage,
exactly.
And it's called Rampage because it was based on a game called Rampage, and that's about as far as it needs to go.
And they rampage in the movie.
Sure.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did you know that Uwe Boll tried to sue Warner Brothers? Because, like, I actually have a trilogy called Rampage, and if you use this, it's going to actually impede on my rights to use the word Rampage. Oh,
honey, those aren't real movies.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, ma'am, not a real movie.
So he made a movie called Rampage.
He made a trilogy called Rampage.
A fella shooting up Wall Street. Yes. Now, had he been a monkey in a tie saying, fuck you, shooting up Wall Street, it would have gone
story,
somewhere.
Different animal.
Much,
did anyone see that one? I did not. I always wanted to.
There's Assault on Wall Street.
Isn't that this? Am I confusing them? I'm confusing them.
Because that's the movie with Eddie Furlong's like the security guard friend of his.
Yes, that
sounds
right.
And the guy in that
Jailbreak, I think, is playing one of the guys from
Prison
Jailbreak. Prison Break. Yes.
2009, A Man with Thirst for Revenge builds full body armor from Kevlar and goes on a killing spree.
That's Rampage?
That is Rampage.
Okay. So
it is Yuva Bowl's Rampage.
I confused it with the Wall Street one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there is a Yuva Bowl movie where like some dude, I think Prison Break guy, gets fucked over.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. There's two other movies.
Okay.
Rampage, Capital Punishment.
Ooh. Oh, so and the dude from the first movie is getting the death penalty?
And oh my God, in what year is this? 2016. Rampage, President Down. And the poster is the Rampage guy on the White House.
Oh.
And the tagline is, which is what's really selling me, this bill will not be vetoed.
Oh, God. Sounds to me like if you have that third movie on DVD, you automatically participated in Jan 6.
Yeah,
I don't know how that works out, but I think that's
it gave you a promo code to go to Jan 6. It didn't, somehow it knew it was going to happen.
Here's
5 years
Jan
later.
Jan 6 digital download.
Uh-huh. It sounds...
not great.
Sounds like I want to watch it.
I pick it.
On your watch list. I can see you right now.
I'm smiling.
Your big smile right now on his face.
So their whole thing is like, oh, actually, Project Rampage is still a go because we found, you know, the little canisters, such as they were able to withstand reentry. Mm-hmm. So we just got to track down where they were. And we could find them, or we could fucking start. Like, the movie definitely starts with them being like, so all we have to do is go to these three places and find them. And then, like, without telling you, the movie changes its mind, because then later they're like, so all we got to do is turn on this radio tower and all the animals are going to come to us. And I was like, but I thought you were... All right.
Well, they try to go to
the, actually, that's true.
Because she's friends with the kid, because they find out George is friendly with them, so they can't do it.
The wolf, they're like, oh shit, that wolf is in whatever the Pacific Northwest or whatever the hell it is.
Excuse me, what's his name?
Ralph. The weirdos on the internet, you see, have been calling him Ralph.
Thank you.
She has this line. I forgot this, though, but she does have. Remember that military firm we acquired last year? And she goes to Jake Lacy, you called them Killers R Us? Yes. So they do actually, try to go out and capture these things, because this is Joe Manganiello is the head of this fake Blackwater kind of organization. Mm-hmm. We're rolling out to get this wolf. We're going hunting, boys.
Yeah.
And did you notice who like main hunter number two was?
No.
Like Manganiello Avatar running the whole thing. And then it's the asshole guy who's basically playing the same character in Avatar.
That makes sense.
It's the same kind of like, should I bring the 50 caliber for them blue people or what?
I think he also makes Daredevil's suit.
He does, yes. Yeah. That's correct.
Wow. Oh, he's that guy? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Great cinematic legacy.
Great Chrome Dome. One of the great Chrome Domes.
Yeah, he's a big Vulcan Chrome Dome. And it's like, all right, let's do it. Let's roll out. And like, you know, it's this scene's not great, honestly. Like you kind of want this scene to be better. Like the first Rampage of like hit this wolf killing all these military guys. I kind of want a little more here.
Yeah, I was satiated, man. Okay. I don't know if my bloodlust was maybe running low last night or something.
But sure.
I mean, this wolf fucks these dudes up. You're seeing dudes literally ripped apart.
Yeah,
the dude
fair.
From Avatar gets absolutely destroyed. And Manganiello, man, he fucking goes down like a true champion.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, he's the Drew Barrymore in this scene. Yeah, my boyfriend's big, plays football, he's going to beat the shit out of you. Oh, no, I'm not the star of the movie. I'm getting killed. What a fucking surprise.
He really, it's kind of funny what they do, because the wolf like somehow sneaks up behind him and then he's a lot of like getting my gun ready and then like the wolf just attacks.
Yeah.
Your gun was useless. Weird.
And then it's like, oh, the wolf didn't work. Meanwhile, so now the Rock, they have sedated, they have the monkey in an enclosure. George in an enclosure.
You skip. So Werner Herzog comes in and he has the tapes from when George killed the grizzly.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you have to watch this. It's awesome. It's so fucking awesome. You should see what he did.
Let me get that guy's wife. She's going to fucking love it.
It just destroys this grizzly bear. It just tears him apart.
Here is the revenge your husband's soul so desperately needs.
Oh, we need more of these albino gorillas.
Let's go, George. Let's go, George.
At some point around here, Naomi Harris wakes up hungover.
Literally wakes up in the movie like, what? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I missed the first 20 minutes of Rampage.
Shit. She's getting a phone call. It's like, hey, you're supposed to be in the movie. You're late. Oh, fuck. I gotta get out of bed. Yeah. And she is a former Energine scientist that knows all about...
I don't know. Here's the thing. I love Naomi Harris. And yeah. I think she's fantastic in most things. She's just okay here. It's just, if there's nothing much, she's like the Rock's almost girlfriend.
It's the streak. I mean, like, it's Moonlight. Moonlight happened, and all of a sudden they were like, hey, be in everything. Yes. She's like, sure, I'll be in everything.
Oh, right. She's the mom in Moonlight. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
she's obviously in all those James Bond movies.
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
And also excellent in 28 Days Later.
Yes. Made my favorite. Still after Moonlight, I might.
My favorite's 28 Days Later, FYI.
She gets a phone call, like, you're late for whatever job you're supposed to be working at, and she's seeing the news report, like, oh, a lot of this looks weirdly familiar. I should probably go check it out. So she goes to San Diego, and this is like, they now, because George is growing, we have him in this huge cage, and she comes in, science, yada, yada. George breaks out immediately.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you need to feed this thing. It's so hungry, and it's going to be aggressive, but it's too late. Thing breaks out. It's running around, and I have never in my life rooted for Homeland Security before.
Oh, sure.
But when they fucking start to put this gorilla down, and the Rock's like, no! And I'm like, yeah, do it!
Yep,
do totally. It, dudes! Get at it! Light this fucking monstrosity up!
Yes. Yep, because if you kill it now, you won't have to try and kill it when it's much bigger later.
Yes.
Not too shabby.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
They just trank it, and then they arrest the Rock and Naomi Harris for some reason.
They should, like, now I know it takes time to, I mean, like, it regenerates or whatever. Sure, it heals pretty fast. Can't you, like, dismember it or something?
Yeah, like, take that head off.
I've been saying this all month. Take the legs and arms off, maybe the teeth.
I mean, you don't know. I mean, like, you don't know what it is at this point. I'm willing to bet if you take that thing and try to put a saw on it, it just breaks. Like, I don't really think anything's getting through the skin.
Oh, these things are unbreakable then.
Yes. I think you get, you know what? Get the biggest white barrel in history.
Yes.
Find it and then get a lot of lye. Yes. And get I'm not kidding you. Whole supplies of lye. Go to a warehouse where you have to buy this with a license. Then maybe you're working with this.
I like it. I like it. Because we need to, you know what, The Rock? I'm sorry. Someone has to tell him. Because, I mean, like, this is a man and his monkey story, much like the last week's Any Which Way You Can. It's you know, like, hey, man, this is no longer your friend. Your friend is dead. What exists now is this also, like, eager, aggressive, like, this thing's like yacked up on coke and ready. This is a cocaine bear scenario.
It really is, dude. Yeah, like, your buddy that you would watch, you know, ape movies with and drink a bunch of beers together.
Yes.
That dude's dead, DJ. Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you. This is a grade A monster you have on your hands.
It's no longer cocaine bear. You've got Adderall ape now.
No. It's doing its homework too fast.
Cleaning everything.
If we don't stop him now, this ape's going to clean every bathroom inside of that hospital, top to bottom.
Oh, my God, man. The pantry is just immaculately organized. Wow. This is a really great system.
Can that ape come into my house tonight?
This house hasn't looked better in years. Thanks, Adderall, ape.
It looks incredible, but there's all these banana peels everywhere.
See, we're reinventing monkey butlers here. Yes.
Adderall, ape, I like it.
I think the monkey butlers were all drug addicts.
They got to be on something.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things in this whole, like, wolf sequence that happens, because, like, after they get arrested is the wolf sequence, which we already talked about. But one of the things that they keep true to the game function, which I thought was kind of neat, these animals are going after helicopters at all times.
Yes. Yeah.
And you see, I mean, it's this wild ass, it's like, Manganiello is the only dude on the ground left alive, and he's like, you gotta fucking take this thing out with the chain gun. Yes. And, like, this wolf just eats this helicopter to the ground. It's so awesome.
I feel like the wolf size changes quite a bit. Am I wrong? Like, it seems like it's big and then small again.
Don't you understand? That's not us being lazy and stupid. That stuff's happening and they're growing. They're all growing. So we don't have to give a shit. Don't give a shit. We'll explain it in the script.
It's all part of the show, folks.
Because I feel like the helicopter scene, it seems a lot bigger than it does later when he's in Chicago go to the Cubs game.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It could be.
That's just me.
But, you know, we got multiple helicopters down in this film, which is great. I mean, they're the easiest thing to destroy, right? Yeah, out of all man's creations.
Exactly. I mean, like, you sneeze at a helicopter that thinks, oh, fuck, we're going down. You start
You instantly hear that. What's that alarm? Like,
yep.
Oh, my God. What a great song.
That's okay, that's the we're going down alarm.
I just want to make sure no one had any Taco Bell for lunch, because if you fart, we will go down.
Oh, fuck, what you do? You farted. Oh, God.
And then the helicopter, it's just so dangerous. You try to jump out of there with a parachute, you're just sucked up into the blades.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to try the 3-bean salad.
Anyone see this week's Succession? Oh no, a spoiler, we're going down.
So DJ is like, hey, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you're not going to put this ape on that plane there, are you? And he's like, you got that right, boy.
As soon as I finish this here peach cobbler, me and you is going to take the ape.
Oh, yeah, man, that peach cobbler with a side of scenery, dude.
He's having fun, but it's like, oh, they're being tough guys against each other. And poor Naomi Harris has to be like, I guess I'm the girl who has to be like, you two tough guys, stop being tough.
No. But it's one of those things where it's like, even that kind of, because like they start like, you know, dick measuring and whatnot, and then they get her in there and she has to be like, it's just the lines you've heard 1,000 times of like, boys, can we stop waggling out there? And I was like, oh, now you have to do that.
Yes.
Even that's fucking played.
Yes, it's very played.
Well, you're going to give, you know, women more screen time. Why don't you say, oh, just what was it in GoldenEye? Boys with toys. Yeah, you're just with boys with toys.
There is one moment, though, where Jeffrey Dean Morgan definitely calls Dwayne Johnson brother.
Yeah.
And then it's like DJ's response is like something, or he's like, whatever he's actually responding to, DJ is like, well, why don't you take the cuffs off and then we can find out, brother.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Not so great.
Not great. Not great. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Homeland Security guy. Also,
are you a racist on the plane? Oh, fuck, the helicopter's going down again.
Called Dwayne Johnson brother.
The helicopter going down alarm.
I love that alarm. I want that to be like my, you know, wake up call in the morning.
So you feel like you're in a helicopter plummeting to your death.
You know what? I need to rig my bed to like shake at the same time.
You know what it'd be?
Opens a window instantly. A fan goes on.
If that happens, right? So every morning you simulate going down in some sort of aircraft.
Yeah.
The realization of like, oh, I just woke up and it's early. I'm in my bed. Like, okay, so the worst thing to actually happen at the moment is he had to get out of bed and not sure. Like, oh, phew, I'm not actually dying.
That's right.
What a relief.
It's reassuring.
It helps you start the day on a little bit better footing.
I think that's a positive way to look at it, but I kind of get the feeling your lovely wife is going to be waking up every morning with,
well, I'm going down! We're going down!
But listen, yes, there'll be months of that, but eventually we'll be comfortable. And then when I'm in an actual helicopter that starts going down, I'll just have that
zen.
I'll be like, time to go to bed, close my eyes.
You'll be nodding off.
Yeah.
So this is all in preparation for you obviously dying in a helicopter crash.
If you go in a helicopter, it's
that or being shot at the grocery store. Okay. My choices.
Okay.
I'm an American, Chris.
I know. Go with the big one. I agree.
So yeah, they're on the plane and they're like, oh man, they realize now Jake Lacy and Malin Ackerman are aware that the wolf is unstoppable, and now that the government has this ape and Naomi Harris, and if they start putting two and two together, we're all going to jail. Let me put on this insane, weird transmitter thing on top of the Sears fucking tower. Or the Willis Tower now, I guess. and it's going to make all the animals go insane and come here and fight each other, and the government will just stop them before that ever happens, and we'll be safe. We could also pick up the remains, because basically the blood will be on our doorstep, so we can just scoop it up.
We have the weaponized DNA at our disposal, so we can just go out there with an ice cream scooper and pick up some of Frankie's brains or whatever the fuck these things are called. What's the wolf's name again?
Ralph.
Oh, Ralph.
The weirdos on the internet have been calling him Ralph.
Oh, Ralph. Pardon me.
And so let's just start this beacon, and then the beacon, the wolf just shoots off toward heading to Chicago way. Mm-hmm. You do see, because we're fucking keeping it secret,
of course,
the bayou, this thing is moving in the water, and you're like, oh fuck, what's it gonna look like?
And it's like, when you eventually see it and it looks nothing like the game, not like anything in this movie looks like the game monsters anyway, but you're just like, hey, should have fucking kept it in there a little longer.
Or just two things is fine.
Two things is plenty. But also the third part of this is, I am sure, I haven't watched in a while, because I do remember when the wolf flies at the end of the movie, that's definitely in one of the trailers in the movie.
Oh, and he flies.
The wolf was flying.
They fly now.
Yes, that's definitely in the trailer. And I guarantee you that the fucking Lizzie the Lizard was revealed in at least trailer 2, 3, or the final trailer, Chris.
For sure.
Oh, sure.
So, like, what is the point of even trying to keep that shit secret in a movie? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I bought the ticket for.
Here's the thing.
I saw it 6 months ago at the Super Bowl, dude. Where is it?
The movie is well made and locked before the trailer.
Sure.
So, like, when that shit happens, it's the trailer people's fault. Like, the movie people have it. They are well within their right to try to keep something as a surprise from the audience. It's the assholes that market it later.
Yeah.
You know, and like, if you ever met a trailer cutter, some of these sadistic fucks.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, I just know one trailer cutter. I know one trailer cutter who's a fucking total loser. I'm sure a lot of them are. I'm sure a lot of them are totally great. But like, this motherfucker that I'm thinking of, this motherfucker would definitely be like, well, you got to show that lizard in the trailer.
Yeah.
And then like, the director can be like, well, hey man, actually we go to great lengths to, you know, sort of tease the character and the surprise reveal of the character design and everything. And yeah, but we put it in the trailer. We go right in the trailer. Just buy the trailer. Ook indeed.
The other two roars aren't as good as that roar. Okay. So we're going to get that one out here. Well,
we're going to need a reveal for trailers. Right now, trailer 3 is feeling a little light in the reveal department. Because obviously the first trailer revealed a lot. Second trailer revealed even more. But trailer 3 is lacking in the reveal department. We're going to want to have something else in there, so there's no reason for you to actually see the movie.
Because by the time we get to the final trailer, by the way, I mean, you want to make sure by the final trailer, everything has been revealed. Yeah. So that's what we have trailers 1 through 3 for, to get all the reveals out of the way. Trailer 4, final trailer, no more reveals.
By the way, we have plenty of surprises still late. We haven't even teased even a little bit that Joe Pantoliano and Tommy Lee Jones are trying to find Harrison Ford while this is happening.
Well, that'd be great, right? You know?
Yep. The fugitive song playing.
I want to check every monkey house, ape house, gorilla house.
I didn't grow 50 feet tall and kill my wife. That was the ape. I don't care.
Ook, ook, ook.
A white ape. Like, I believe that. A one-armed man, a white ape, same difference.
I gotta say, so the ape wakes up midair. So, like, you know, there's some, like, reveals. This is when we find out that The Rock was a special ops soldier and also a primatologist.
Of course.
And we find out also that Jeffrey Dean Morgan works for some other government, shady government, and black and...
Naomi Black Harris agent. Was fired was in jail.
And actually has no means to, at this point, to get to a cure, which is what she sells DJ on way back when they first meet each other.
But the ape wakes up midair, and it's this midair collision sequence. And I don't know if it's because we just did Uncharted a couple months ago. I am so sick of these sequences. I don't know what I don't know what it is. It's in the Mummy that whatever the Mummy movie.
Tom Cruise.
I'm trying to think of other. I mean, I just
it's all over the place.
It's
in Mission Impossible movies. It's in Dark Knight Rises.
Yes, it's just sort of like oh my god, the plane is going down, but we're fighting each other while the plane is going down.
It's a little tired at this point. And also, what's also weird about this scene? It's, you know, George starts to break out of his cage. Jeffrey Dean Morgan has the line, "Aim for its body." Like, what?
Wow, dude, you getting paid for that kind of advice?
the remember to target the body.
No, I'm sorry. The aura. Don't aim for its body at all. Just the whatever's emanating off of it.
Shoot it in the chakra. You gotta get it in the chakra now.
Oh, wait, it's gonna go down. I mean, it's also the problem is that now all of them are CGI. Like, yes. The first couple of these were Mission Impossible, Fast yes. and Furious, which are very...
Even Dark Knight.
Are stunt heavy. Like, yes. You're going to put that forefront. Yes. Now it's like, it's a fucking ape, and yes. it's the boxes coming out of the Uncharted thing, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I kind of was okay with all this. All right,
there
okay.
it is.
It's like, the ape gets crushed by a big, like, forklift that goes flying. Yeah. That's kind of neat. Dudes are getting whipped out of this plane.
Sure
again, it's like, I did not expect this movie to have a toll at all, any kind of a body count. Yes. So like, it's like the little Andrew video game in its head, in my head, just like ding, ding, there's yes. another one, ding, you were going over the high score, ding.
I was shocked because, you know, you know, like a Marvel movie or something wouldn't have this body count.
It's true.
For sure.
And I will admit, I understand like everything, like this is all ridiculous. Trying to find, sure. hold on to anything is, but I was like, imagine you're piloting this plane and a huge gorilla bang. Oh yeah, we're fine. Yeah, we're steady as we go. Don't you fucking worry. We're not going down.
Yeah, just a little. If you look outside your window there, you'll see the Great Lakes. Yeah, and we're gonna be closing to Chicago here.
And there's the debris of our engines, which are gone.
Yes. Yeah, a little kerfuffle there with a white ape that's 30 feet tall. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Should be touching down in 41 minutes.
You want to see its cage. It's right on the right side, plummeting towards Earth.
We've got an unruly passenger in the form of a giant white ape. We'll be making an emergency landing here in Bakersfield.
Looks like someone's doing their damnedest to be memed by the end of the night. It is kind of weird, though, because... it's not weird. It's funny, actually. Because the co-pilot comes out with a machine gun, like, from the flight deck, like, bah! Yeah. He's killed immediately.
Yes.
And then the pilot, the other guy, you just see slumped over at the controls. The dude's been shot in the back by one of these people. Fucking yeah. great.
That's why you're supposed to aim for the body, not the pilot.
Yes. Oh, that's true. Yeah, aim for I meant the ape's body, not the pilot's body. Oh, should have clarified. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll just do a little quick update here. I've been shot in the chest.
Going down. But my blood pressure and this plane.
But we will be picking up some time in coming back here, so we will be getting you home a little earlier. And by that, I mean crashing into the ground.
We'll be there earlier, but it's going to be fiery and violent.
I by the way, I was killed by Agent Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah,
and
totally.
He shot me right in the back while he was trying to save me, quote unquote.
But so here's something that's interesting. So for folks at home, a little how the sausage is made here. We Hate Movies.
Uh-oh.
We just recorded earlier our episode on Any Which Way You Can, in where we talked about the seedy motel owner looking
horny
at Ma.
Yes.
And having the Bo Derek fantasy, and they put what's Ruth Gordon's face on Bo Derek's body. Yes, sure, horrible.
Yeah.
Similar bit of special effecting happening here, because we're jumping out of a plane, and at some point we have like actual skydiving footage.
Yeah.
And then we want to go in on a close-up of DJ's character, and it's like the footage of the skydiver.
Yeah.
And we put a cartoon mask on this guy. Dude, it looks like... And Dwayne Johnson as Dr. Dope. This fit like polygonal fucked up CGI they slap. Someone should have said no.
And then he has to do some acting like, oh, no, George. Oh, George, you're dying.
Oh, George is dead. Sorry, George. But George survives the helicopter crash because they're looking around. It's the really great, like, you got a body? Nope, nobody. We got nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
Yes.
He survived. Uh-oh.
I somehow didn't see him trampling off, even though I had literally a God's eye view of the situation.
I don't know, man. There was a little bit more to worry about at the moment, wouldn't you say?
If a humongous ape is trumping, I'm like, oh, I have no idea where he went. Not even a direction for you.
Well, I'm just, you're saying that this guy should have been fighting for his life, falling out of the sky, and also paying attention to where they are.
Look, if you're an action hero of this size, I mean, yeah. Look, you're George's friend. Are you ready to fucking help or not?
This size, you're right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's a big guy. It stands to reason he's got bigger eyes than me or you. That he should be able to at least clock which direction.
Big hairless eyes.
Don't
big
ask me to be fair to this beautiful man.
But also this... The Rock goes out of his way to save Jeffrey Dean Morgan, even though they were antagonists before.
Yes.
And he puts him in a parachute. And basically, they're, you know, that now they have a begrudging respect, which turns into a lifetime free pass of any crime you want to do.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Hey, I'll take it.
That Jeffrey Dean Morgan waking up, falling, going, holy shit.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's pretty funny. I forgot about that. Yeah. Cause he's like unconscious as the plane is crashing and The Rock, like,
yeah,
pulls him out when he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
At some point around here, the FBI invades Energene's office in Chicago.
Yeah.
And this is like Malin Ackerman, like playing all nice, you know, oh, whatever you need, officers.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I don't know. All these agents have to do is take one look around this fucking room. You got fucking, you know, the villains from Rocky and Bullwinkle here. There's a, yeah, literally a Rampage arcade tower. Jake Lacy is eating a Pop-Tart. Like, you got to go in here and be like, yeah, clearly you're crooked.
All right, we're looking through your books here. It looks like you financed the Joker? Jesus. How evil are you people?
But it's America, so they don't get arrested.
No, it's just...
Here's a 200% tax refund. Thank you, job creators.
Oh, do you need a PPP loan? We can get you one of those. I know you're the biggest company in the fucking world.
Oh, don't worry. You can won't get have one. To pay him.
Yeah, that's forgiven. That's forgiven. Do you believe some podcasts took out those loans?
Not me.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And they were forgiven. We could have just raided the treasury.
Wow. If only we were more keen to fucking abuse government assistance.
Yeah. Don't tease me.
Yeah. So it's like, we're looking for such and such servers and we have this warrant and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, every server they report to them on, except the one server that only the
bad server,
the sibling fuckers have access to.
Yes, sir.
And that's the one that is, of course, controlling.
Yes,
the big thing. Yada,
this
yada,
big
yada.
Dog whistle in the sky they got going for 24 hours a day.
Literally, yeah. A big dog whistle in the sky. That's right.
It's pretty dumb.
They get all of our that's heroes.
I'm having fun with the movie, but that's pretty dumb.
It's pretty
We're at like a military command center at this point, and Colonel Wrongheaded is here. He's like, everything I do will be absolutely wrong.
You bet your ass I will be making wrong turn after bad decision this whole movie.
Under my leadership, we haven't won a conflict since before Vietnam.
Now, you got to understand, people who were in the military are the best. The actual military are the biggest group of fuck-ups in the entire fucking world.
But this primate expert and a disgraced scientist, uh-huh, and then... Hee-haw McGraw here.
Sure.
Whatever. That's the winning combination.
The colonel is really funny, though, because it's one of those, like, I am barely tolerating you, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. You're only here because you're an FBI agent or whatever, Homeland Security,
other
whatever you are.
Other government agency. Yeah.
But these other two people, I mean, neither of them has a badge of any kind.
And there's this scene, it's your classic, the team is going to take care of the problem and we're going to watch them get murdered through night vision goggles. I guess they're in Joliet, Illinois. I don't know where we are exactly, but like... getting close. And
the McAllisters live right up the fucking road.
And we see that the ape and the wolf are working together, and The Rock is like, that doesn't make any sense. They're both predators. They should be tearing at each other. What's going on here? Something. There's a mystery afoot, Colonel.
It's kind of funny because he gives this like very sciencey response, and the Colonel's just like, who the hell are these people?
I don't want science in here. I'm going to do it wrong, goddammit. Treat it like it's a video game. Explain it to me like it's a video game.
Well, he's trying to play it like a video game where you just shoot at, you spray and pray, man.
Yes, exactly.
Button mashing, they call that.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to throw some Moabs at it. Is this where he does the mother of all?
He mentions Moabs. Yeah, that's like the contingency if they have to. Like, they don't want to, but if they have to, they will destroy Chicago.
If we have to nuke Chicago, it's got to happen. Look, we don't mean to do it. It's just look, This is what happens in all these movies. Don't you understand? Eventually, we have to threaten a big bomb that's going to kill a couple
people. And that's the biggest bomb, like, just under nuke, I understand. Yes.
It's 2018. Well, the AV club sucks now anyway. Do it. Do it.
Sure.
What? And Pitchfork's still there? Yeah, do it. Do it right now. It as quick as possible.
But, the colonel does give the order to evacuate the city.
Uh-huh.
This is something that I think this exists now in these kinds of movies post BVS. I think it was BVS.
Yeah.
Really, it was the backlash. I think our BVS episode was the creation of our gag about 75/9/11's happening.
Yes.
And like just this rampant fucking destruction and yada, yada, yada. And like after that, you get either like what happens in those Avengers movies where like they finally get in trouble for destroying shit. Or you get these half-assed, evacuate the whole city.
Yes.
You know, so when we knock it to shit in 45 minutes from now, nobody will be dead.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Everyone's just fine. It's just buildings. Yep. It was just cans.
Which, you know, it's funny because those people are like, see, they evacuated. It's just buildings. Are the same people, a lot of the time anyway, that are like, but they're spray painting the windows of the Best Buy.
Yeah, I always love when people cry about like graffiti or, someone broke a window or someone, God forbid, stole something or looted something. But and they're so worried about the structure of the building, this, that, and the other thing. And then they're the ones that will never actually go to the city.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Eric,
fire.
It's not the goods inside the Best Buy that you really want. It's the Best Buy. You want the whole fucking dirt.
I swear to God, the day after the George Floyd protests and all that stuff, this guy came up to me. It was in the middle of the pandemic, so it was over Zoom. It was a meeting. Some older guy at my job was like, Steven, did you hear? They broke in to the Best Buy up the street. I'm like, I don't give a flight.
What the fuck? They act like it's their house.
They say, oh, the Best Buy is down. They broke in. They took a bunch of chargers that are going to break in 3 months anyway.
Steven, they stole a Blu-ray of Forrest Gump.
my pre-ordered copy of Super Mario Odyssey for the Switch was in that Best Buy, and they burnt it to a crisp. My lord, all the dongles are gone. There's no more fucking dongles.
Where am I supposed to get my car stereo now?
They
took
the surrounds out, and they shot it in the head.
They should be killed, all these people. They should just shoot them.
Can't believe they hurt the Best Buy.
If
I wanted to choose between three different refrigerators for which one would be my refrigerator, I would have gone there, but now I can't because the spray paint on it.
I have to go up and I have to go three blocks over to the other Best Buy to look at refrigerators.
They're forcing me to a PC, Richard. Make them stop.
Fucking so much for the tolerant left. What happened to the fucking Best Buy?
Whatever. Sure.
But so like now we're an hour and 5 minutes in, I will say, and now it's time for the rampage.
Yep, finally.
Woo!
Let's get rampage.
I did clock it. I mean, I think there was enough there was enough pre-rampage before the rampage.
That's right.
But now the rampage begins in earnest.
I know it's CGI glop and whatever. It's not light hitting. I thought the destruction looked pretty good.
I was surprised by it as well.
Yeah.
I think it's well choreographed, even though it's weird to say that because nothing's actually happening, but like usually it's just like, I don't know, like those Transformer movies, for example, like the CGI is better probably in those films. However, cause it's more expensive, but it's shot in a way where I could understand what's happening. Like the gorilla hit this, then the wolf bit that, and then here comes the lizard to do this. Like as opposed to like a big Optimus Prime, nothing happening.
Well, because like Transformers comparison to this is interesting. Yeah. I mean, one, because there is one of those movies that also ends up in Chicago at some point. But like those movies, part of it is like, oh, you got to get in there because of all the little buttons and gizmos that are flipping and flooping when they transform, and you want to get all up close with that.
Yeah.
Don't you care about how that looks? Versus this, where like what's really smart about what they do for a lot of it, you just have these huge ass copter shots, and we're looking at things like the lizard thing swimming up the Chicago River, and like when they get to the one building that, you know, they're climbing up the Willis Tower or whatever it is there, you know, it does actually like a 360, a chopper flies around the building and you can see the different parts of the building that the monsters are climbing up and like doing the rampage game thing.
Right. Which is game shots are good. I like the game shots quite a bit. I gotta say though, this alligator looks a little much too much like a Katamari Damacy type thing. Oh, there's just too much shit together.
So much this rolled it. Off. In a, this rolled over a bunch of office supplies in a playroom. That's exactly.
There's too much fucking shit on me.
Yeah, that kind of exactly. Thing, yeah. Exactly. There's too much shit on the alligator.
I don't want to be around anymore.
Yeah, totally, man.
Another thing about the buildings that looks good is because they're actual buildings. You know, it's sort of like how King Kong went up the Empire State Building versus. I don't know. You go to one of these lesser cities across the country. You destroy one of those.
Wow.
Suddenly you're like, what? What? Okay. They destroyed the Best Buy. That's their number one thing.
Oh my God.
But it's nice to see these actual buildings you know and love in Chicago.
Here's a great example, right? When that T-Rex runs rampant in the third act of The Lost World Jurassic Park.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe it's stomping over some San Diego fucking landmarks, but. Nothing stuck out to me.
Nothing looked like a landmark. No, I mean, feel free.
I mean, I also don't think they were filming that in San Diego.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, no, they fucking got Sherry's Shrimp Shack. I mean, oh, no.
As bad it is to use this much scale CGI, there's another version where this movie could exist. Where it is shooting on the street in Toronto.
Yes, yeah, totally.
And
it
looks like nothing.
I can't tell you whether or not, and I think this actually was filmed in Georgia because everything is, but like at the very least,
it's a model rendering of Chicago.
Exactly. Yeah. They get Chicago right for the most part in terms of actually making it look like Chicago. So The Rock and Naomi Harris steal a helicopter because they're like, we're the only people who know how to do this. We're going to go inside Energy and get the antidote and stop all this chaos. There's a part where The Rock threatens a military policeman that he's going to choke him out and make him piss himself.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Which
in front of the lady.
Yeah, you're gonna piss in front of the lady. You don't want to do a thing like that.
You don't have to piss. I'll make you piss. Exactly. I'll put piss in your bladder.
Well, this is where I agree with Eric. I think Dwayne Johnson is better than average in this movie.
Yeah.
And some of it is with shit like this where he does. So, of course, he starts beating the shit out of these two army guys. Yeah. Right. And he's choking the guy. And he's just like, see, this is exactly what I didn't want to happen. And I'm like, that's funnier. Then he gets to be because it's not like I feel like so much of a shit like in that fucking terrible Jungle Cruise movie, right? That was the riverboat movie.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of like jokes because either he's dumb or other people think he's dumb.
Yeah.
And those are the jokes. And this is like as close as I feel he's gotten to like Willis-esque quips here and there. Sure. They don't let him quip a lot in these movies. Mm. He says like, I'm going to say a big dumb thing that's going to make you believe in my bravery. And it's also kind of entertaining. Yeah. And like, that's the line.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's never like, oh, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's always Captain Nice Guy. And it's nice to see him, you know, threaten a man's bladder or whatever.
that's different. Is I think like Willis could do it because for whatever he is in Die Hard, he has a family. He's not a family man.
Yes.
Whereas The Rock always has to be, with very few exceptions, a family man.
Well, and here he's not a family man.
Well, this is like one of the few exceptions. But like Skyscraper technically should be his Die Hard. And the whole problem is that it's his family. And he can't shut the fuck up about his family and how sad he is that his family are kidnapped.
Yeah. I mean, at least Bruce Willis in that first movie like forgot about Holly every once in a while.
Yeah.
Was just getting ready to kill them German terrorists.
You get like one shot of her at one point and you're like, okay, yeah, he cares about her.
Yeah.
You can stop talking about it and shoot someone.
Sure.
Yeah. But so Jeffrey Dean Morgan or Jeffrey Devereaux Morgan, Beauregard, is like,
where's my crawfish?
Pardon me, I was late to the big rampage here. I had a couple of beignet orders I had to put through.
God, I was just hanging out with my good friend Emeril Lagasse.
Look at that monster knock down that skyscraper. Bam, indeed, Emeril.
Emeril, I got him on the phone right now. Emeril, you should see this. We could make so many alligator po' boys out of this man.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, I already said bam. I got it. Yeah, all right.
This could solve world hunger.
Oh, dude, you eat up this gator, man?
Oh, my God.
Gator's good eating.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I like that.
But he gives them... He lets them steal the helicopter. He's like, here's the satellite phone. Call me when you get there. We're working together. They get to the facility. They're looking around, and immediately Malin Ackerman shoots the rock in the stomach. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, folks. That means nothing for the rest of the movie.
No. Oh, totally not. Like, this is, yeah, it's him and
Naomi Harris,
like, getting to the, or they get caught. That's what it is. They're sneaking the antidote out. Yes. And Malin Ackerman and Jake Lacy, like, come into the lab. And it's kind of an interesting, like, she doesn't even wait for any shit talking to happen. She's just like, oh, you're stealing my antidote? Blam.
Yes. You know, which is kind of, it's cool. It makes her, like, a little more edgy, Malin Ackerman's villain character. The weirdest part, IMDb Trivia was going crazy about this, because we'll talk about Malin Ackerman's death in a minute, but everyone's like, oh, you knew what was going to happen because she's wearing the red dress. And I'm like, what the fuck does that? Apparently the women in red dresses get eaten in the game, but I'm not a fucking psychopath. Yeah,
right.
So when a woman wears a red dress, even in the Rampage movie, I'm not making that connection.
I was waiting for my fucking pepperoni pizza at Papa Gino's playing this game. I wasn't being like, oh, what's the girl in the red dress doing in there, huh? What's she doing?
Because I think with some of, like, you can eat most of the people in the game.
Yes, you can eat guys, gals.
But some people, along with some things, like if you try to eat a toilet or a bathtub, they do the thing where, like, you put it in your mouth, it chews it, and then you spit. Uh-huh. I think some of the people can get spit out.
Oh, really?
Too. Like, nice. If it's like a dude with a gun or something, maybe.
They should, you know what they should do is Ralph should eat one of those people and snowball it into George's
yeah. Oh, yes. There we go. So wait, totally.
So maybe this, maybe I'm screwing up here. Maybe Devereaux, maybe Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Is there a character in the video game that says, like, succotash or something?
He pops up when some destruction happens. Succotash.
Man, yeah, like it's the toasty guy, but it's just succotash. That'd be great.
Well, that must be him. No, it's just like Ralph.
George eats Claire Wyden, who was wearing a red dress. Oh, in the games, you could eat women wearing red dresses for points and health.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wear the red dress.
Oh, my God. I love eating women in red dresses. Oh, my God. I'm 43 years old. Oh, fuck yeah. Red dress. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I'm fucking 15 years away from retiring from my job. No, I'm not talking about the TV on the radio song. I'm talking about this video game that nobody cares about. I mean, honestly, if you can't get it on the classics library or a remodified version, clearly nobody cares.
No. Who gives a shit?
I don't know. There's just plenty of video games.
It's a fun game, but I did not pick up on the nuances that this.
Oh, the
film
red dress! Oh my God, the red dress!
The red dress!
Yes.
By the way,
yes.
The antidote—they're like looking in a bunch of freezers and whatnot, and Naomi Harris is like, oh. It's going to say RPG on it. Like the case is going to say RPG. Ooh. And I was like, is everyone still with us at the end of the Rampage movie?
Uh-huh. And then what happens?
We got to get into the helicopter and it's got to crash.
Right.
But we can't turn it on. Like we're going to glide the helicopter down.
We're on the roof of the building.
Yes. Rock is just like, oh man, that bullet really didn't bother me. He's like, oh, it didn't hit any major organs. I'm cool.
Every hero now has to be half like field doctor and just oh yeah, it went right through. Oh, yeah, I just put some peroxide on. It'll be fine.
The brother dies first, though, right?
She dies first, actually.
Really?
So they're up in the helicopter. They're about to... They're like, oh, my God, we have one antidote left. We could give it to George. Then George could fight the other monsters.
Because how it are we won't... it's not going to shrink them.
Yes, it just makes them normal.
The rage part goes away.
Yes. And this is when Claire comes... Malin Ackerman's got a gun, like, not so fast. You're coming with me, and we're all going to get away, and you're going to have to re-engineer the Rampage Syndrome.
Totally.
Let me put my red dress on.
She's fucking wearing it.
She's fucking doing it. Oh, my God. Look at her. I could eat her.
I did not see this coming.
It's great.
I thought it was awesome. Yeah.
It was. Well, yeah, because you didn't know about the red dress, of course.
I didn't know about the red dress. So the antidote goes into her purse, and they throw her into his mouth, basically.
And he just gobbles her up. It's pretty fantastic.
And she's got a good, like, oh, shit!
Yeah.
You know.
And then The Rock digs out her skull out of the droppings and uses as an ashtray.
Totally. Well, he's got to, like, boil it a little bit like Predator. You make sure there's nothing left on it.
Get all the fucking shit stains out.
That's a big pile of shit. shit right there.
Could you, hey Rock, if you're digging in there, can you get that red dress? I don't think that monkey can digest the red dress. Yeah, I know it's covered in monkey shit.
I know everybody thinks Malin Ackerman's death in this is a little intense. I am just echoing the death of the greatest villain of all time, that lady assistant from Jurassic World.
That was a good one, too.
She really got it.
Could have used a red dress.
But though. Meanwhile, Jake Lacy is leaving from the lobby of the building. And he's like, oh, boy, you ran down all them stairs pretty fast. It's me, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, ladies and gentlemen.
It is this great, like, Lacy's, like, running out with a briefcase in his hand or whatever. And he's like, now say I say. Wouldn't you have yourself a big old laptop in there with a bunch of yummy information for me to take? And he's like... Yeah, and he's like, all right, I'll make you a little deal. You give me the laptop and you can just run away. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Mighty good. Excellent. And he just runs out like, thanks, buddy, and gets smooshed by a part of this building falling down. And
so good.
To this movie's credit, we have blood splatter back on the door window.
Yes. That's a good one.
Oh, yes.
I was very fond of that.
And like, yeah, it's a really good, both of their deaths are good. Usually... You're expecting only one to be good, or you know what I mean? Yep. Somebody gets away.
They're both good deaths, and this is where you'd expect the movie to end.
Yeah.
The villains have been bested.
Should. Yeah.
The villains have been bested.
Yes,
you would think this would be the end.
No.
No.
This is where the movie starts to lose you because
it does,
the building topples over. And I mean, like, and they do keep showing that there are people, because the evacuation could have obviously wasn't going to be successful. It was like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's fucking Chicago.
Yep.
So there are people. And like, meanwhile, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's like, you can't drop that bomb down. There's a lot of people down here. And do you know who's down there? The bears down there. The best sandwiches in the. Oh, Portillo's allow you here.
No one's going to bomb Portillo's on my watch, y'all.
And what happens to the Rock and Naomi Harris? They get into
the helicopter,
and they kind of just crash it into the ground.
Yeah,
and then they walk out afterwards and say, "I can't believe we survived."
Yeah,
that.
Sure.
It's something ridiculous about like the back, like the helicopter has no like tail on it.
Yeah,
and he's got some goof-tacular line where he's like, I'm going to start the top blade.
Yeah.
So that'll keep us like kind of up in the air. And we're just going to surf the rubble to the bottom.
Steve, if you could.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Both in the soundscape and just for screenplay logic alerts. Yeah.
It's going down. It don't make no sense at all.
I mean, like, it's like you're telling me like I'm watching this movie and like you're watching my little level going here. Uh-huh. It's like flat all the way through. Mm-hmm. Like, yep, and now that wolf bit the helicopter.
Oh, excellent. No.
Okay, yeah. And, Malin Ackerman eaten by that ape. That's crazy, mm-hmm. but, you know, I'll buy it, whatever. Big radio tower that makes these monsters come to them. Absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. But, what's that? You're going to surf a helicopter down a pile of debris? Yeah. Oh, dude. Boy, that's about as dumb as it gets.
At that point, you should just get the little Mario guy in the cloud to go down, pick him up, and drop him back down.
Oh, Lockitu's gonna do it, man.
Yeah, totally.
Because his Mario Kart is
gotcha.
Not on,
yep.
is on the wrong part of the course. But so, like, now the Rock gives the George sound language. And this is the problem, I think, too, because it's the Rock. Again, if it wasn't, Matthew Broderick's not the right person. Pick somebody.
Yeah, usually is always the wrong person. Mm-hmm.
Wyatt Russell.
Yeah, Wyatt Russell or something, you know, just a regular, like, action-y hero, but that's not a real action hero. That's just like there to be the doctor.
A guy. Not a muscle-bound freak.
Because then it's like the Rock has to get involved in the action. He gets a big gun and another big gun. And it's like, doesn't matter. It's about the monsters fighting each other.
Exactly. Yes, and that's where this movie, I mean, exactly what you're articulating. Yeah. Because he's in it, the movie can't do that. So instead you get this, all right, George, let's go. I've got a grenade launcher. Mm-hmm. You're just like, what the fuck?
And they fight the alligator thing.
Yes.
And then
the wolf gets dispatched pretty quickly.
They trick it into biting the wolf's head off.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that thing getting its head bit off was pretty great. And I kind of like looked away for a second and came back and I was like, wait a second. That thing get its head bit off, rewind. Oh, yes, it did. Rewind again.
Within 2 minutes of the, they fly now. Yeah. They fly now.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's dispatched like right after that happens.
But now it's like the invincible alligator guy. And this is when the movie gets really boring because it is so invincible and nothing works. And that happens like six times in 9 to 12 minutes.
And you know what? No part of this alligator starts flashing to tell you which part to hit.
Exactly.
I really don't appreciate it. Yep. I need to know where the arrows go.
Thought this was a video game adaptation.
Video game rules, dude. Always attack the eyes. If you always attack
also
the eyes.
Real life too.
Oh yeah, for those
best part to get someone. You break someone's eye out, mm-hmm. they're done for the day. Usually,
totally.
The Rock goes inside of an aircraft or a fucking an air bomber and is like shooting the thing. Nothing happens there. He throws a bunch of bombs in its ear. Nothing happens.
Oh well, that's a great. He chucks like. He's got this grenade launcher and he shoots the grenades into it's got like gills at this point, like fish gills, and it gets it right in there. And I was like, oh, that's actually kind of that's a total video game thing. Like when its gills are open, that's when you put the grenades in.
Sure.
And I thought because this is a Dwayne Johnson movie, I was like, this is what's going to happen. Its fucking head is going to blow off and he's going to kill it. And he does it. It actually survives that stunningly. It survives. There's just another perfectly placed helicopter. And he's like, oh, good. This hasn't been decimated. That doesn't work. But then here comes George with the pipe through this thing's fucking eyeball.
Right. When all hope is almost lost. And
oh, right. The Rock's about to eat shit.
The Rock's about to eat shit. And Colonel Wronghead is going to drop the Moab on him no matter what. But then he sees that the gorilla beats the thing and is now being nice. He's like, son of a bitch.
Yep. Oh, I could be fired for this. No Moab, please.
And The Rock has some line about George, because George is now thought to be dead.
Yes.
And he's just like, he saved my life. And she's like, he saved a lot of people's lives.
He absolutely did not. Nice. He killed so many people.
Sure.
He killed so many people.
But.
Like dude, innocent people, like school kids, he's stepping on them.
Yeah.
People do not have their, oh boy, everyone's going to be crying tonight because their daddy ain't coming home from work because George fucking farted on him.
But it doesn't matter, Steve, because immediately after Naomi Harris said that to DJ, all DJ does is look around and he sees a little white girl.
Get out of town.
Run into the arms of little white mother and he goes, he did.
He did, absolutely. Objection.
That I want to hear the general be like, it's time, you know, this proves one thing for all. We got to stop listening to military men like me and start listening to military men like The Rock.
That's right.
And then, man, this last part,
the
I was like,
part.
You can go fuck yourself.
What?
This ape,
well, George
fakes
has died for our sins here. He's got like a spear through him.
But he doesn't even, that's actually a good point. But he doesn't even have the courtesy to wait fucking 3 days, dude, so it means anything.
Yeah.
He waits fucking 3 minutes. And then it's like, oh, George is dead. And The Rock's feeling fucking sad about it. And then it's like, oh, what's that? Did he just move? Did he, George, is that your pulse? Is that your, giving the fucking finger. Yeah. Oh, the ape's giving the fucking finger.
George, you twisted sense of humor.
This is, I mean, we should play the Every Which Way But Loose song here because that's kind of, it's a Clyde move.
It is a Clyde move, dude. All he needs is to open a fucking room temperature Coors Banquet beer.
And then the best part of the movie happens when he sees the two of them there together and he's asking The Rock if they're friends with each other.
Yeah.
Family. Said, yeah, we are. And then the ape starts doing the dick in a hole thing.
Yeah, the old finger in the hole.
Jesus. Yeah.
Full up a star for that alone. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
And meanwhile, the Rock is like, dirt, 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 dirt. That kid, no, we don't do that. George, we never do that. We never, ever do that. Wait,
did you teach your ape that, you sick fuck?
George, what did I say? We take care of ourselves. We take care of ourselves. No sex.
We cannot be giving our essence to other people, George.
George just starts jerking off in the middle of Chicago now.
Absolutely.
Let him do it. Let him do it. He's taking care of himself.
No, no, George, get it in the river. Get it in the river.
Listen, that man saved so many lives today.
Well, he's earned this.
I'm sorry. No, it's like chirp, chirp, chirp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's actually true. It
echoes through the city.
Is there a logging company in here?
No, it's a giant ape jerking off.
They've started reconstruction already?
Ah, yeah. So the movie really, really just ends with the old finger in the hole.
There's
gag.
A bunch of marshmallow on this street.
Oh my God, it's the same. You just insert the same William Atherton shot in Ghostbusters.
Absolutely. That's what should happen to fucking Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, shuckatash. Oh, splash.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing. He hot. Can't believe I'm going to drown in monkey cum.
I just took nature's gumbo to the face.
Just like my grandpappy, dining in monkey cum.
My grandpappy, you know what he used to say? You don't need no concrete if you got monkey cum. You can put up a house in monkey cum.
That's true. That's actually true.
Stunningly, this movie, no fucking stingers or nothing.
Shocked by
Thank
it.
Goodness.
Very shocking. And that's another reason why we must support Rampage.
Well, honestly, sure. Like, dude, you're watching a movie that is concerned with just Rampage 1.
Yeah,
exactly.
You could do worse.
You know what? If Rampage 2 happened, which it won't, they could just pick up the ball. Oh, no, another canister that nobody ever saw was there. Yep, okay.
Exactly.
Whatever.
That's it. Other we thought Marley Shelton brought back 3. She actually brought back 4. Mm-hmm. Now there's a big fucking poodle walking down.
Or George bites another gorilla and he turns into a Rampage.
Oh, okay. Sure. Now it's coming through the saliva, you see.
Exactly.
No, but that's Rampage, the one and only so far. I don't know. I didn't look.
Hour 47, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Not too shabby on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll start us off here. I would recommend this movie. I stunningly had a lot of fun with it. It's stupid and it's violent. Mm. Combine those things, it's easier for me than most to have a good time. That's just me. Chris Cabin.
It's a light not recommend. I do appreciate the stupid and violent. If it's going to be this stupid, I needed a lot more violent. how my equation goes. I do think this is a little bit more digestible than most of Johnson's like extra stuff. Although like San Andreas, you got Paul Giamatti. He's there.
Yeah. Sure.
Like there's little treats and Nev Campbell is in Skyscraper. Yes. Yep. I have people like this. I got Shakatash. And I'm like, Naomi Harris is doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. But like, yeah, I wasn't crazy about this, but it certainly did not put me off.
Yeah. Eric Siska.
Yeah. It's a light recommend for me. I think you're right about the violence. I mean, yes, Chris, I always want more violence. I don't think you're going to get more violence in an American movie necessarily, but or at least a big fucking CGI rock movie.
A man can dream.
Yes. Eric. I mean, yes, you have a dream.
Wait, so an action scope such as this mixed with the violence and viscera of, say, like an Art the Clown motion picture, that's what you're going for? A Terrifier level of gore?
It looked like we're all Shaw Brothers people here. The Boxer's Omen is what I'm really looking for.
Or how about like, like a kaiju movie directed by S. Craig Zoller?
Oh, dude. Oh, don't. Oh,
that monster's got some iffy politics.
Godzilla dragged across concrete.
Give me that tomorrow.
Yeah. So, it's a light recommend for me. I thought it was a fun enough time, and the violence satiated my bloodlust, at least.
There you go. Steve Zadek.
Yeah, it's a Rampage movie. It's actually pretty okay for being a Rampage movie. It's also now, like, I don't even know. I'd have to really do the math. Top 5 video game adaptation, maybe possibly. Top 2. I mean, it does all I wanted to do, not much less. I do think The Rock is the problem. I think he is charismatic, et cetera, but like I said, like at the end of the movie, it has to satisfy the requirements of being a Rock movie, which it shouldn't have to do.
Yep.
It should just satisfy being a Rampage movie, which it almost does pretty well.
Oh, well, you know who
You gotta bring in the old master. Hello, I'm Matthew Broderick, here for Rampage 2, Ralph's Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
Missed me.
That is going to do it for this episode on Rampage, directed by Brad Peyton. If you want more We Ate Movies, check out patreon.com/We Ate Movies, where, yes, we are coming to the end of April, but on that feed, we had a We Love Movies episode all about the 1968 Planet of the Apes. Mm. Excellent movie, excellent convo yes. on an excellent episode.
Also, by the way, for the next couple of days, you can still get our Moment House conversation on Peter Jackson's King Kong. Go to whmpodcast.com/tour for that info.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yes. And the fun continues on Patreon as well in many regards. You know, the Animation Damnation, we did Donkey Kong Country, mm-hmm. Bleep Glossary, we did Wicket the Ewok, The Nexus, which is our Star Trek show, which is normal programming, Melrose 2.0, normal programming if you want a reprieve from apeness.
Well, but there is also one last morsel of apeness. Once in a Lifetime, we did Spy Mate.
That's right.
Starring an ape and Emma Roberts.
And yes. Richard Kine.
And Richard Kine, of course.
Yes, two apes and Emma Roberts. No, I love the man. But also, you know, if you're aped out, on that Patreon, you have access to so much. It's not just this month's offering. You pledge, you get everything. Months and months of content. I think like thousands of hours. We have the archive of the first 100 or so episodes on there. It's an embarrassment of riches.
And this week on that feed, on the Patreon feed, is the final season 3 episode of The Mandalorian Half Hour. So you can go back and catch all that. We recap the entire series there. Season, well, technically the whole series, but this most recent season.
Whole season of Obi-Wan Kenobi we recapped, and also Book of Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All them there Star Wars.
But on the main feed, even though April has come to an end, the show rolls on next week. Steve, what are we talking about?
You know, even though April has come to an end, I wish we were leaving the wilderness, but we're actually going further in next week. Join us next week as we travel to The Edge.
Oh,
speaking
man.
Of Anthony Hopkins and
that's right,
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Oh man, I cannot wait for that. Yeah, speaking of fucking fist fighting animals. So until next week, when we try to not go over the edge, I've been Andrew Jupin,
Steven Sadak,
Eric Siskin,
Chris Gabb.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.